AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to day two of the Grand National Meeting at Aintree. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is champion jockey AP McCoy. How are you, AP?
Good, Mark. Thank you.
Good, man. It's been confirmed, you confirmed yesterday that you'll be riding 77 in the Grand National AP. How hard was it to make that decision? I mean, it took you a while to make the decision. What made you lean towards 77 in the end?
Yeah, I didn't think, you know, there was much between the two horses. I obviously rode Talbert Station in the race last year and I just thought I'd give 77 a go. You know, obviously myself and Talbert Station didn't perform overly well in it last year, having departed as the chair, but so it's just a case of giving the other horse a go, and hopefully he's got a good chance. You know, it's a very open race. You know, obviously like a long run and tee for three, then we're going to be hard to beat. But we'll give it a go.
Okay, good stuff. We'll look forward to that on Saturday, of course. But we've got a good Friday coming up as well. And on Thursday, AP, you got a winner on the card there as well. And you're looking forward to day two?
Yeah, it's good racing. It's tough. Lots of runners. It's going to be hard to ride winners, but hopefully some have got good chances.
Okay, you're over the national fences for the first time today as well. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, very much so. You know, again, plenty of runners, 30-odd runners. East Lake's got plenty of weight and it's his first run over that long a distance before, so you never know.
Okay, we'll move on to that shortly. But the first race is the 2 o'clock and we start with the Grade 2 Novices Hurdle over the extended 2 miles. And Jossie's Hill heads the betting this morning. A runner-up in Grade 1 company the last twice. Latest being in the Supreme Novices Hurdle. Back and forth on that occasion was a strong finishing Sergeant Reckless, who is the second favourite, and your ride here, AP. Probably wouldn't have too much to make up on Jossie's Hill from that running. So do you think you can reverse the placings this afternoon?
Yeah, hopefully so. I mean, the flatter track might suit Jossie's Hill, but hopefully it'll suit Sergeant Reckless as well. Hopefully he's got a good chance. As you said, he was fourth in the Supreme Novices when Jossie's Hill was second. There's not much between them. But I don't think it's a two-runner race. I wouldn't rule out Art of Payroll. Look, the progressive handicap hurdler for Desi Hughes won very impressively in his last run at Leopardstown. And Baltimore Rock obviously won the William Hill Imperial Cup. So he's you know, he's one that's going to have a good chance too. So, or he won a, you know, he won a good handicap at Sandown, should I say. So he's going to be thereabouts too. But hopefully Sergeant Reckless is good enough to reverse the form with Jossie's Hill.
Sergeant Reckless then in the 2 o'clock. The 2:30 is the second race and this is the Mild Main Novices Chase, which is a Grade 1 over 3 miles and 1 furlong. And RSA winner O'Farland's Boy heads the betting this morning at 5-2. Second favourite is Holywell, who's 3-1, and the mount of AP McCoy. Comes here off the back of a hat-trick over fences. Was a runner-up in Grade 1 company over hurdles here last season and steps up into Grade 1 company over fences after that impressive Cheltenham win. What do you make of your chances on Holywell, AP?
Yeah, he's got a good chance. This track is probably quick enough for him. But he was second over hurdles last year in the 3 mile hurdles, so hopefully he's got a good chance. But Flannan's Boy obviously won the RSA. Was a good, tough winner. And Wonderful Charm obviously finished behind Tarquin de Sioux in his last run. Obviously Oxyandra was second that day and he won yesterday, so there's not much between any of these on ratings. There's very, very little between. There's only a pound or two between O'Flannan's Boy, Holywell and Wonderful Charm. You know, I think O'Flannan's Boy is going to be the one to beat, but hopefully Holywell will give him plenty to do.
The 3:05 is the third race on the card and this is the Melling Chase, another Grade 1, this time it's over 2.5 miles, and we're going 9-2 the field this morning with Raj Dani Express narrowly shading favouritism ahead of Wishful Thinking. Module not far away in the betting either, and well, none of them are too far away in the betting. It's quite an open race, this AP. What are your thoughts in the Melling Chase?
Yeah, as you said, it's a very open race. I don't think it's the best. There's no sprinter sectors in it, that's for sure. It's the best Melon Chase we've seen, but it's competitive nonetheless. Obviously, Reg Chani Express ran very well last time, as did Mondial. Ballinagur was a very impressive winner of a handicap at Cheltenham, absolutely balled it up, but is not one that's renowned for putting good back-to-back runs together. And then you have a lot of the Irish horses, the likes of Rathlin, Trinidad Veriz, And Boston Bob, he actually ran okay in the Ryanair as well. But I think it's you know, it looks like Mondial and Rajdhani Express are the two to go with. And I would probably just favour Module. I think Tom George would obviously do any of this, and his horse is in good form, so I'd just go with Module.
Module then in the Melling Chase. Moving on to the 3:40, and we're over the national fences in this one. It's the Topham Chase, which is a Grade 3 handicap over 2 miles and 5.5 furlongs. And we'll start with your ride here, AP, who is East Lake, who's got some pretty useful form in the book, but most of it's been around the 2 mile mark. Being a brother to World Hurdle winner, more of that, is there encouragement that he'll get the trip this afternoon?
Hopefully he will, but he's always seemed to have run his best races at 2 miles. But hopefully the bigger fences will help him along. He's been a relatively good jumper in his career, so hopefully that'll stand him in good stead as well. Hopefully he's got a good chance, but you know, I actually think that John Joe's other horse down the bottom, Lost Legend, is a horse with a very good chance. He won well at Kempton last time, and you know, he looks a progressive horse, and he's one with a chance. Double Ross has been very solid all winter, won a few of them in big handicaps at Cheltenham. And then you have the likes of Marcelou, Standing Ovation, maybe even Dunno on point of Donald McKean's. He's got a good record over there at Grand National Fences, and he might be one that I would sway punters towards at a big price, maybe Dunno on point.
Okay, Dunno on point currently 16-1 in the betting, so that could be the each way play in the Topham Chase. Then moving on to the 4:15 next, race 5 on the card, and this is the Sefton Novices Hurdle, which is a Grade 1 over the extended 3 miles. And you're on board Capote here at AP, who's 3 from 3 so far, open to any kind of improvement and very unexposed, but big step up in class here. Do you think he's capable of that?
Yeah, it's a big step up in class for him. He needs to improve, I would think, markedly on his knees. He's done the 2 wins so far, but he has won. He's won 3 out of 3. He's won a point to point now, and he's won his last 2 horror races. Hopefully he's progressive. Hopefully he's got a good chance. You couldn't but not be impressed with See You at Midnight. He's been very impressive in his wins at Haydock, at Musselburgh, and before that at Hexham. You know, there's no doubt that he's probably got the best form in the book. And maybe of the other ones, maybe something, you know, maybe that Kalala Key, was, you know, ran pretty well at Cheltenham when he was fourth. You know, he's probably got the next best form. Lots of others, you think, could have good chances. The likes of you know, Nicky Henderson's got a couple in there, beat that. Might be one with a little sweep. But I think that See You at Midnight's going to be hard to beat. And Kalala Key will probably give him most to do.
Okay, on to the 4:50 next, the penultimate race this afternoon at Aintree, and this is the Alder Hay Children's Charity Handicap Hurdle, which is a Grade 3 over 2.5 miles, and you're going to swing the leg over Stonebrook, who is 4 from 6 so far. This is his toughest task to date, and I'm presuming you could have had the choice of him or Alivan. What lent you in the direction of Stonebrook?
Just the fact that Alivan has had a few goals in good handicaps, and found one too good for him a couple of times, so I just thought I'd give Stonebrook a go. He's obviously very inexperienced, so the amount of runners, and that's going to be a bit of a shock to him, but hopefully he's a horse that could improve and have a good chance of winning. It's a very open handicap, the likes of Chiltenian and Philip Hobbs, even though he was disappointing at Cheltenham, I think I could see him running better. At a glance, obviously he was second in a chase at Cheltenham, but as good form over hers nonetheless, and one that's kind of lost his way okay is Cash and Gold of Nicky Henderson, so I thought he might be one to keep the right side of, but hopefully Stonebrook's a good chance, but I'd keep something like Cash and Gold, keep an eye on him.
Keep an eye on Cash and Go, then Stonebrook's got a good chance. And the final race this afternoon is the 5:25. And we finish with a mare's bumper over 2 miles and 1 furlong. It's a listed mare's bumper. And you're on board Molly Catt, who's trained by Alan Swinbank, was an easy winner on her debut at Weatherby, and then a good second in a jumper's bumper against the boys last time. The trainer, Alan Swinbank, won this in 2007 as well. So do you fancy your chances on Molly Catt?
Yeah, hopefully she's got a good chance. It's a very open bumper. She ran well, as you said, last time at Kempton when she was second. Very open race, lots of them unexposed. Tara Miss was a good second and a decent bumper, listed mare's bumper at Sandown last time. She's got very solid form, and it's probably one of the ones that is going to be hardest to beat. But as I said, lots of big stables with runners here, and, you know, Hopefully Molly Cat's as good a chance as any, but yeah, I think Tara Mist is probably the one we've all got to beat.
Okay, Tara Mist, the one to beat then. In the lucky last, thank you once again for speaking to us, AP. Good luck at Aintree this afternoon, and we'll look forward to speaking to you tomorrow ahead of Grand National Day.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.